Tell us about this complaint.
Well, on March 30th, the Southern Poverty Law Center, via the NAACP, filed an administrative complaint saying that the Mississippi Department of Health essentially didn't develop a plan that would make vaccine access, you know, equitable for communities of color that were already hit hard by the pandemic. I spoke to one of the lead attorneys at the SPLC on this case, Keisha Stokes Huff.
We know that the state of Mississippi received billions of dollars in federal COVID aid to make sure that people all across the state were vaccinated. And where did those billions of dollars go? We hope that the government's investigators will have the resources to track down exactly what occurred and why it occurred.
Now, this is something you followed as the vaccine was first rolling out. And it was even cited as evidence in the briefing alongside the work of other Mississippi journalists, right?
Yeah, that's right. Back in early 2021, I had been reporting on how lots of states across the South had failed to put vaccine in underserved communities. And we actually broke a story with NPR about how in East Baton Rouge, there were almost no vaccine sites and the majority were in wealthy white areas. Similarly, in Jackson, Mississippi, you might remember, wealthy white suburbs got vaccine before Jackson did, which is the capital and is majority Black. We saw something similar in Mobile County, Alabama. It was also that health departments were failing to utilize federally qualified health centers, which have historically served low-income populations on Medicaid. So I went to the Delta Health Center, which is one of the oldest FQHCs in the nation, alongside its twin in Boston. And even they, with their track record of success, struggled to get vaccine from the health department. I was able to talk to John Fairman, the CEO of Delta Health Center.
We kept trying to get vaccines so that we could offer them. And we were getting hundreds of calls. The vaccines went to areas that were not as disproportionately affected.
So what happened after that?
Well, Fairman kept trying and trying to get vaccine. And, you know, there were a lot of healthcare providers that did have logistical challenges. Like a lot of the vaccine did need to be refrigerated in the beginning. But, you know, even as that became less and less of a requirement, these health centers still had some trouble gaining that. And eventually they did. And I reported that they were able to get lots of vaccine out to those low-income communities of color, kind of showing that the hesitancy that we thought we were seeing in the Black community, a lot of that was, you know, an access issue.
I do recall that you had both of those going on at the same time, hesitancy and access. How is the health department responding? What are they saying?
Well, I emailed the health department, and here's what they wrote. They said, "The Mississippi State Department of Health continues its longstanding commitment to health equity, especially in Black, Brown, and Indigenous communities that have been historically deprived of health and prosperity."
The Delta Health CEO, how is he responding to this, Mr. Fairman?
Well, Fairman says the work isn't over. There are still lots of inequities surrounding COVID-19 in the South.
I think the issue is to continue to educate, invite members of the clergy, constantly reaching out to the media.
Well, the pandemic is still with us. It's not going away. Hospital rates haven't increased. What does this mean for future policy moving forward?
Well, it's definitely a weird time. We're right on the cusp of, you know, having 1 million COVID-19 related deaths in the nation. The South was hit particularly hard. And, you know, right now life is going on and we just had Jazz Fest in New Orleans. So it's time to start thinking about how we make sure cases stay level. That might mean masking, limiting big groups. And now with the increased attention on equity, it also means taking extra steps to vaccinate those populations that are still holding out, especially in those hard-to-reach communities.